You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Yeah, when we are on tour, I had to learn on the hard way that I can't drink and smoke every day.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hops heads? I'm Matt, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, brought to you by Sound Talent Media, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians to talk about their lives, music, and craft beer. I hope that you had a great weekend. I most certainly did. It was beautiful here. We really enjoyed ourselves, just spending time recharging our batteries, getting ready for this next week coming. I've been working on a huge project for Vox and Hops, lots and lots of meetings and organization is going on. I can't wait until I can announce this awesome project to all of you Vox and Hops heads. This Vox and Hops Metal Podcast episode is presented by Heavy Montreal. Heavy Montreal is Montreal's premier metal promoter, and I'm stoked to tell you that they have just started announcing show bookings once again. It is for the fall of 2021, but up first, we got a monster of a show. Ginger is coming to North America, and they are hitting Montreal alongside Suicide Silence. They announced this show 2 weeks ago, and when I woke up and I saw that, I was super stoked about that. They're coming through Montreal on November 19th. You can get tickets while tickets are still around, because this thing's going to sell out very quickly via the link in the description of this podcast. I am super stoked to have Heavy Montreal behind the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. Before we jump into today's episode, I would just like to ask you to follow the Vox and Hops Podcast on the podcast platform of your choice. But more than that, I'm also asking you to rate it and write a review, because when you do that, more metalheads just like yourself will be able to discover the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. You should also take the time to sign up to the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast mailing list. You could do that on my website, voxandhops.com. That's voxandhops.com. And when you do that, you shall receive one email a week containing all of the details of everything that has happened throughout the past week in the world of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, including all the details for any episodes which I have dropped throughout that past week, if I have been a guest on someone else's podcast, as well as the links to the live interview Thirsty Thursday virtual hangs, and the links to the Brutal Awakenings playlist, which are available on both Apple Music and Spotify, and is curated by my man, Jerry Monk, the metal architect himself. Do yourself a favor, sign up to the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast mailing list. Trust me, this is a party that you do not want to miss. Now, on today's episode, I am with JJ of Harakiri for the Sky. This is Vox and Hops episode number 249.
I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Today, I'm with JJ, the vocalist of Harakiri for the Sky. How are you doing today, JJ?
I have a little bit of sleepover since yesterday, and still partying. But not that drunk, so I think it should work out well. So, yeah.
Excellent. And you have a perfect reason to be partying, because your album, Mare, just dropped via AOP Records, and it is a masterpiece. So you have every right in the world to be feeling a little bit under the weather today, because it's worth celebrating. So congrats on that.
Oh, thank you very much, mate.
Absolutely. I always like to start with this very, very interesting question. Us being artists, last year was a difficult year. I would like to hear how you personally coped with the glorious year that is now behind us of 2020.
I'm not sure, but I think last year pretty broke me. It broke nearly everything, I want to say. It's strange because this Corona stuff, people you never thought that going mad are turning mad, mm-hmm. because they're so anxious and all that shit. Even my parents and my oldest sister and stuff. So I think it's kind of crazy, because I was never afraid of it or anything at all. It's something I can't relate to. But I also have friends, like when we are going in the underground or something, let's say, don't touch everything. And I touch everything and then touch my eyes and touch my mouth and whatever. Don't fucking care. But yeah, many people really get anxious about all this.
It's the state of fear that the world has been in for the past, you know, 20 years. It's basically our generation, we're probably around the same age, has never gone through something as big as this. So.
No, for sure. But I heard every 100 years or something we are going through a pandemic or something. Before, and in the 20th century, it was the Spanish flu, I think, and before, I don't know, cholera or something. But yeah, I heard we have it every 100 years. This is something that belongs to mankind or something, that every 100 years we have some shit like this. I just hope it will get over as soon as possible.
We got to keep our heads up, we got to stay creative, and we got to keep going. Vox and Hops is all about hanging out with my metal friends and talking about their life, music, and craft beer. Now, do you have something to drink on your side today, JJ?
Yeah, some gin tonic and a beer.
Nice, nice. Talk to me about this beer. What beer are you drinking right there?
Stiegel.
Yeah, I've had those. I've had a few of those, actually.
It's some brewery that is directly from the countryside where I come from. So,
absolutely. I've definitely had a bunch of those. On my side, I am doing Vox and Hops' Sober February, so I'm not drinking a beer right now. But I do have a very, very cool coffee that I'm going to share with you. And it is from a very cool metal-ass coffee from Grindcore Coffee Company, and this is their Anger Rot coffee that they made exactly for this band. It's very cool. They just launched Cryptopsy's None So Vile coffee, which people can grab. And I chose this one to share with you today because the dude that runs Grindcore Coffee, his name is Chad, and this is his band. So cheers. Thank you for sitting down with me. I really appreciate you taking the time.
I think I never drank hot coffee in my life.
Really?
No, never, I think. No.
Really?
Generally not. When I drink coffee, then iced coffee, but maybe twice a month or something. Not really into coffee. No, sorry, mate.
Two young kids. I need coffee in my life. It's.
Yeah, many guys do, yeah, sure.
Craft beer and coffee. That's my life. That's how I live. Let's talk about your very first beer. Was it a Stiegel? It'd be very cool if it was. Do you remember the first beer that you ever drank, JJ?
The thing is, I not even really like beer. I just drink to get drunk. So I'm not really sure about. But I think Austria and Bavaria are pretty famous for good beers. So maybe I've never tasted a bad one, so it should work out. I just don't like light beer because I don't want to get on the toilet three times an hour without getting drunk. So,
when you do get drunk, when your goal is to get drunk, what is your purpose there? Is it to have a good time? Is it to escape? What do you use alcohol for?
For everything, I think. It's like Homer Simpson said, alcohol is the reason for all my problems and something I can do against my problems. So, yeah.
it's the reason of your problems and the solution to your problems, right?
Yeah, sure. Sorry for my English. Sometimes I'm not...
No worries whatsoever. It's much better than my my Austrian, that's for sure. Speaking about Austria, you mentioned Bavaria. You might not know much about it because you're not into it very much, but is there a craft beer scene in Austria? I know that having toured Germany in the past 2 years, which is next to you guys, I've never actually gone and hunted for craft beer in Austria, so I don't know if there is, but I know that Germany has finally started to do it.
I don't think so. I think this and when it comes to Europe, I think it starts in Belgium and the Netherlands, and maybe then Great Britain and stuff. But I don't think Austrians since a few years, I think there is craft beer in bigger supermarkets, but generally, I don't think we brew craft beer. I think it's just normal beer, yeah, like 5% or something, not stronger or lighter, but craft beer, I don't think so. I think this is a Belgian thing.
Excellent. I'd like to talk about you growing up, the soundtrack of your youth. When you were growing up in your parents' or guardian's house, what music was playing when you were not in control of the radio? What music did your parents or guardians listen to?
My father really likes Supertramp, and I think this is the worst band of all time. It's so fucking annoying. One or 2 years ago, me and my father found a band we both like. It's REM.
Yeah. The compromise. How about your first love? What would have been the first band that was yours that didn't come from your parents?
Misfits. Yeah, I got a tattoo.
Nice.
It was a skateboard video. And I heard Scream from the last album that we can take serious, I'd say. Famous Monsters. And then it was like Black Flag and Dead Kennedys and all this. And afterwards I never really listened to heavy metal. But I really liked stuff like Slayer and all that stuff. And if it comes to metal, the only metal I like is black metal. And maybe Death, but just the band Death.
Mm-hmm. The classics. Absolute classics.
Yeah, the first three albums.
Before they got too spacey a little bit.
But I also like the later ones, but my favorite is Scream Bloody Gore, totally.
Absolutely. Talk to me about the first music that you went to go witness live, your first live music experience.
I think this was In Flames when they were on tour with Clayman.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
What brought you to that? You know, that's very far from the Misfits, that's far from Slayer, it sort of doesn't fit into the path.
I think it was some Metal Hammer soundtrack, some sampler, I think. This was 2001 or something. Yeah, this could work out when I was 12 or something.
Really? Take me to your first time on stage.
At the beginning of my career, I was always glad to, most of the time, just be the singer. So it was not that bad because I would never arrange to play lead guitar in a band or something, because I think that would make way too nervous. But what I like most is playing bass and sing. This makes sense, but just when you play the
root notes and keeping it, the music going.
Yeah, sure, like the rhythm guitar.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I completely understand, because going up there and, you know, you have your vocal lines in your mind, and then you have to figure out the lead lines, and it's basically like two, like, melodies. It's like opposite forces of the brain that are working at the same time. Could be very confusing.
Maybe it works out for some guys, but to me, when you think about the bands I play, we have so many lead guitars and all that stuff. So I don't think that the bass also needs a really special line or something. When you have so many high tunes and all that, I think it makes way more sense when the bass plays, like the rhythm guitar, just deep notes and, the rhythm. So it also,
You're holding it all together, JJ. You're holding it all together. Yeah. How about discovering extreme vocals? Do you remember the first that you heard that first Misfit Screams? When did you start dabbling in doing extreme vocals?
Yeah, the thing is, I think many people tried it the same way. You don't have a vocalist in the band,
yeah.
And so you just try. And I think back then, I think my first band started like 2004 or something. And I was really, really bad. But I could scream really, really high, like the guys in Austere and all the suicide black metal bands. Nowadays, I can't do it. But yeah, I think this is just practicing. I think every 16-year-old idiot is bad at screaming, but maybe if it takes if we take a little effort, it will work out after a few years, and I think yeah, that's what I did.
Absolutely, if you don't put the work in, you won't get good at anything. And then, you know, if I jump on a skateboard right now, I'm going to suck. But if I keep at it for 15 years, I'd hope to get better. So it's the same thing with extreme vocals.
What's your favorite skateboard trick?
Oh no, I don't play. It's just you mentioned skateboard video before. That's why. I skateboarded honestly in high school for 2 days. I really sucked, and that was the end of the skateboarding career for me.
Okay, no, I'm still skateboarding till today, so
really?
That's why I was asking. Yeah,
what's your favorite trick?
My favorite trick is a backside lip slide.
Very interesting.
But I can do it on a handrail because I don't know why. Because I'm too bad for it. Yeah, but it's the stylish trick you can do on a skateboard, I think.
What would be your advice that you received from someone in regards to extreme vocals that helps you the most?
Practicing, I think.
And how did you practice? Was it practice in a jam room with a band, or did you do it by yourself?
Yeah, at the beginning, totally. It's like, yeah, sure, when you go to high school, you found your first band with your mates and all that, and you just try. And it totally took me like 3 or 4 years till it sounded like something you could nearly record or something. But yeah, it's all about practicing, I think.
Absolutely. How about nowadays? How do you keep your voice fresh?
Yeah, when we are on tour, I had to learn on the hard way that I can't drink and smoke every day.
Yeah.
And it's like every fourth day, I have to totally pause both of it. Directly go to sleep after the concert so that the fifth day will work out again. And yeah, I think if it's just for the moment, beer really works out for the voice. It's just if you're on tour like 3 or 4 weeks, you can't do it. You can't do it every day. Maybe there are guys that are trying drinking 25 days in a row and then screaming 60 minutes, but I don't think it will work out.
Not in the long run, no.
But I saw on other bands it also depends on the volume.
Mm-hmm.
If you are if you are screaming like me, that always giving everything, then it won't work out. But I saw black metal bands, they are just and the microphone is very loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this would work out maybe 3 months or something. But yeah, but it's a totally different style and a totally different thing.
Take me to that fifth night when you have to take a break. Is it that you're on stage and you're performing, and then in your mind you're like, your voice is not behaving the way that it should, so you in your mind say, okay, tonight I'm taking a rest and I'm going to bed? Or is it something that you do systematically?
A little bit I have to plan it before, because I know that it won't work out the sixth day in a row. So I have to think about it before and try to give my best. But maybe, yeah, if it's bad luck, the fourth or the fifth day, maybe not that frontman I try to be at the first and the second concert. But yeah, it's just humans are born to fail. So me too, and everybody else.
We have to listen to our bodies as musicians, yeah. As humans, and our body is our instrument. So if we're not taking care of it, it's not going to perform. And there is nothing worse than being on stage and knowing that you're not at your full potential.
Yeah.
And because if it's because of your own doing, that's even worse.
Yeah. The bassist is sober the next day, but for your vocals and your voice, you can't pretend every time. Yeah.
You can't change the strings on it, you know?
Yeah. That's yeah, for sure.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan, and this is the Corner of Gray Street podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, we think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the Corner of Gray Street.
Let's talk about, this is a Heavy Montreal Presents Vox and Hops episode. I'm wondering, I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, have you guys ever actually played Montreal?
No. We should have played it 2020, but you know what happened.
Yeah, yeah. So Montreal is very, very eager to have you here. Montreal has a vibrant metal scene, and they love metal, and they love your band. I know that.
I'm not sure about Montreal, but I really like the Quebec scene.
Hell yeah.
There are so many good bands from Quebec. Not sure about Montreal, but I really like bands like Fortress and Monarchy and all these bands.
Absolutely, yes, yes. Very cool. And they actually both just released craft beers via...
Oh, really?
Ritzième Péché, a local brewery, just dropped two beers for both of those bands, actually. So it's cool that you named them. Let's talk about Matty. Let's do our due diligence. Talk about the new record. It just came out, AOP Records. It's an hour and 25 minutes long, which is absolutely insane. So me being in Cryptopsy, we're happy if we hit 35-40 minutes. We're like, we did it, we got an album done. So you guys did three times that. Talk to me about that. Let's just talk about the length of this record.
I'm not sure. It's we are really into this post-rock stuff and all that, and I mean, I think I've never heard a post-rock song under 6 minutes that's really good or something. And you always have these highs and lows, and all this. And I really like this. It's exploding after 3 minutes, then calming down, and then growing and growing again and all this. And I think this is pretty much what we adapted in our music too. And yeah, I always have so much stuff what I want to write about when it comes to the lyrics. And so for me, it's totally cool to have 10, 11 minute songs. And I couldn't imagine otherwise. I've never played in a band. No, I did.
In another life.
I played in a hardcore band for a few years where we had 3 or 4 minute songs. But for black metal, I can't imagine otherwise that it's 10 minutes or 11 minutes or something like this. So it's always always growing and stuff. Yeah, like I said,
it's like movements. It's like modern orchestral music almost. I love post rock. What would be some bands that you like from post rock? I'm just curious if we're on the same wavelengths.
Yeah, my favorite post rock band always was If Trees Could Talk.
Hell yeah, I love them.
Yeah. This Will Destroy You.
Yes.
Explosion in the Skies. Yeah, the roots of post rock, I'd say.
Absolutely.
I came in the stuff with Last FM, I think.
Yes.
14 years ago.
Yeah. If you like this, you'll like this.
Yeah. Yeah, this Last FM.
A lot of these post rock bands have gone on to do movie soundtracks. Is that something that would be cool for Harakiri for the Sky to do in the future?
Yeah, generally, why not? But I don't think that my vocals would fit a movie soundtrack.
It depends on the movie, right?
Maybe with Ryan Gosling, but otherwise, I'm not sure.
I love it. How have you guys been planning on connecting with your fans since we can't tour this record?
I'm not sure because I'm not so much in this internet stuff. And I'm also not the guy reading YouTube commentaries and all that. But I think you have to try to, I don't know. It's difficult because I'm not the extrovertest guy in the world. Maybe it seems like it now because I'm drunk, but generally I'm more the shy and introverted guy. But yeah, it's difficult. These times are so fucked up, I'm not sure. Because social media is faking intimacy and I'm not really into supporting this. So
that is true.
It's just strange and I'm not sure if this ever will be over.
It's only gonna get worse, but the addiction to social media.
I'm not sure if anything is getting over before 2023 or something. It's just a pain in the ass.
Absolutely, especially you guys are on such a high. I'm interested in composing as a two-piece. So there's the multi-instrumentalist, Matthias, that handles a lot of the music stuff. You're involved with that as well. You, in the past, have been in bands with multiple members composing music. Is it easier to compose just with one person versus a group of people?
Totally. The more people you have in the band, the more difficult it is to compose music because everybody has his opinion and everybody says, do it that way. But as a two-piece, if you separate it like we do, that I am just the singer and Matthias is the composer, it's totally easy because after 5 albums, you totally know each other and you learn to know how the other guy likes to have the song. Like, I know where to sing and where not to sing. Nowadays,
without even discussing it, you know when your vocals are supposed to come in without...
Yeah, since the last album or something. The first 3 albums were a little bit different because I also tried to put so much lyrics in the songs at the first 3 albums, and for Arsene and Mary now I try to simplify it, and I think this works way better than like it was on Akugahara or something.
It definitely fits into the post-rock element of it to let the music breathe a bit more before the vocals bring it to another level. It's almost like you're the extra instrument coming in. But being a two-piece is also difficult too, because what if you don't like what he sent you? Can you just tell him you don't like it? Because normally in a band situation, I could team up with someone else and we could both tell someone that we don't like that part. So it's not just me, the bad guy. It's the band being the bad guy.
We don't have the situation that often. When we have the situation, it is like because I don't like how much lead guitar Matthias puts into it. Too much tones, like too much or something. I like it the simpler way.
Hmm.
And this is the only thing we sometimes have to discuss, like maybe not even the lead guitars or this, but the third lead guitar or the solo or whatever.
The extra layers.
Yeah. I don't like this metal solos and all that. Hmm. But it's not that often. I think twice or three times per album we have to simplify something when it comes to that, but generally we know each other and we also like what the other guy is doing, so
which is why you guys have been together for so long and doing so well. I'm very always interested, this is a new topic that I'm touching with my guests, is obviously your plan A worked, which means being a successful touring musician. What was your plan B? What were you going to do with your life if this didn't work out?
I don't think you can talk about this. Fuck. Yeah, I studied sociologics. I got a master degree in sociologics, but I don't know why. I just did it because my parents also studied and all that shit. It was, just pressure or something. But I don't think I will work out as a sociologic one day. And, what would I do? Maybe something simple, planting plants.
That would be nice.
Something like this.
Nice and zen work. I would like that as well. I would like that as
something
well.
Something like this. I don't know. I never thought about it.
Well, I'm happy plan A worked for you. Let's wrap this up with a classic Vox and Hops wrap-up question. You might have suffered it this morning. You might suffer with this tomorrow. What is your hangover cure?
That's also something I can't talk about.
JJ, thank you so much for taking the time, hanging out with me, talking about your life.
Yeah, you're welcome, mate.
Music. And a little bit about craft beer. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Everyone, please go check out Mari, which just dropped via AOP Records. I'm a fan, and I know you guys will be too. Cheers, JJ. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much, mate.
Hey, thank you all so much for listening right to the end. You know that I love and appreciate that. I had a blast chatting with JJ. He was still partying from the night before, and I really appreciated him taking the time to come and hang out with me instead of partying with his friends. So massive thank you to JJ. If you have not checked out Matter yet, you should. It takes you places. It's one of those records that you put on, you sit back, you close your eyes, and you go on a trip, and you know that I love records like that. If you enjoyed this Vox and Hops Metal Podcast episode, you should absolutely go and follow it on the podcast platform of your choice. But more than that, something else you could do that would really help would be if you were to rate it and write a review, because when you do that, more metalheads just like yourself will be able to discover the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. You should also sign up to the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast mailing list. You could do that via my website, voxandhops.com. That's voxandhops.com. And when you do that, you shall receive one email a week containing all of the details of everything that has happened throughout the past week in the world of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. Do yourself a favor, sign up to the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast mailing list. Trust me, this is a party that you do not want to miss. The Vox and Hops Metal Podcast is brought to you by Sound Talent Media. I have two more episodes coming out this week, one on Thursday and another on Friday. But until then, remember to enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. Cheers, Vox and Hops heads.
It is now 2024, and the choice is up to you. Do you listen to good podcasts, or do you listen to bad ones? Well, we've got a suggestion for you. How about you listen to a good podcast for the first time in your miserable life? I can think of one. Overnight Drive. Going strong. 11 years now. the podcast about nothing. Your favorite podcast's favorite podcast. Do you enjoy nothing? So do we. Why don't you come over and check it out? And stop listening to other podcasts. Thank you.